It's December.
What's happening in the natural world around Denver, Boulder, and beyond? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're on Flagstaff Road, about 200 feet below the top of Flagstaff Mountain, where mistletoe is not just a benign symbol of Christmas and kisses. Mistletoe is a parasite, and it is now infecting the ponderosa pines around us. It deforms and weakens the trees and makes them more vulnerable to the dreaded pine bark beetle and also to drought. The mistletoe here on Flagstaff is often called witch's broom and is different from the pretty green sprigs with white berries that we associate with Christmas. Our mistletoe here forms a dense ball of orangey twigs and has complex structures that anchor it to the pine and steal nutrients. When pressure builds up in the seed pods, they explode and shoot seeds out for over 100 feet. Ecologist Jeff Mitten recently reported an astonishing fact about mistletoe. A grad student at CU has discovered that the parasite can even steal genes from its host. Cell fragments sometimes flow out of the pine and into the mistletoe in a process called horizontal gene transfer. This happens commonly among bacteria, but only recently has it been found among distantly related plants. Incidentally, this section of Flagstaff Road is now closed off by a barricade for the winter. However, it makes for a really pleasant, easy walk on the road, and when we get a good snowfall, ski touring will be good.
We hear the word parasite and we tend to think of evil, but actually the mistletoe is part of the natural functioning of this forest. We have several factors, including fire, insect infestations, wind throw, and mistletoe that actually keeps the forest healthy. And where you get these infestations of mistletoe, it's usually because you have too many trees and they're too closely bunched together. And the problem is that we don't have enough natural fire in this forest. So if we would get the periodic fires that used to come through here every 10 to 25 or 30 years, the trees would be more evenly spaced and we'd have less mistletoe. But then again, the mistletoe is performing a service. It's cleaning out some of the weaker trees and thinning the forest just as the fire would have done. So in some ways, it's taking the place of fire in this forest.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.